Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Now, with the storms that have rolled through, a look at sort of how that impacts the gardens. I know we were talking before we started this, as you maybe a little bit personal for you.
Yes, after the storm on Tuesday or Monday night, I went outside after, and obviously we were really lucky. No one was hurt, no one was injured, and of course we're praying for everyone's families and hoping damage is minimal and everybody's okay and safe after this week. But I went outside Monday night and I just watched my broccoli snap in half and like fly across the yard, and all my raspberry shrubs broken in half. It was a sad day. All my cabbage was flooded out, my arugula also was flooded out, but it happens. It's, you know, things we have to worry about. And flooding is definitely something I think when you go outside, like I did, I'm looking for what's broken, what's fallen apart, what's blown away. But the flooding is something I really do recommend. If you are still seeing this morning or tonight and after the storms this weekend, you see more flooding, getting that flooding out is more important than you think, because that's just going to sit there. It doesn't drain very fast. It's going to have a super saturated soil, which is going to suffocate your roots. So you might not see damage from that right away. We can get some root suffocation, and maybe eventually, with how much moisture we've had the last, honestly, 2 weeks, might get some root rot. So if there's any way you can kind of redirect standing water, avoid walking on wet soil so you're not adding to that compaction, that's going to help a lot with drainage. A few other plant things: if you're noticing toppled flowers, if you're noticing things that are bent over a little bit more than they should be, or maybe look like they need some straightening up, you can totally stake and support some of your plants just to help them rebound after this. If you can get out there today before some more storms maybe blow through tonight, then you can stake them up, give them a little bit more support so they can get through, re-strengthen, and then continue growing. This is also a good thing of maybe tying down some of your vegetables to their cages or stakes if they're growing up. Obviously, maybe not a problem for you right now, but in the summer, if we have more storms, just think about tying things to stages and cages and stakes, and that way you're just going to give them a little bit more support and stability for these big storms. But remember to unstake so that they can handle some wind. We don't want to weaken our vegetables long term. Same with trees. If you have staked trees, or you have a tree that's even partially uprooted, if only 10% of the roots are up, you can actually save those trees by kind of getting it back upright, staking it, and holding them straight up and down so that they can recover on their own and get those roots back underground. A few other things you might want to think about with your trees. Trees are probably, you know, the main source of storm damage we see, especially this time of year. A lot of us don't put a lot of spring crops out, so you're not having to watch your cabbage float away down the river like I had to. But tree problems are a huge, just driving through Ottawa this week, we've seen so many limbs broken and trees down. And when it comes to that, if there's any safety risk or large pruning cuts that need to be made, I totally recommend you do them either safely, that no one is climbing up ladders with chainsaws. We never need that. It is a safety risk. So if you need to call tree service or an arborist to make sure everything's okay, please do that and don't put yourself in danger. But we also, if you have small limbs that are broken on shrubs or trees, you can prune those. You can prune any time of the year, especially with storm damage. And it's better to get in there and cut them back to that root collar. That way they can heal over a lot faster. Those big, large, kind of ripped out cuts that we see in trees, when those are left open, especially in this humid, moist weather we're having, that's where we see some fungus and some disease and insects get in there, which is going to lead to long-term tree damage. So getting in and properly pruning back some of our storm damage is going to help our trees in the long term. If you have small enough shrubs and trees and you want to do it yourself and need a little bit of help, call us at the extension office. I'd love to come out and we can kind of go through your tree, figure out what needs to be cut and how to clean them up. I think also with storms, I mean, I know we've gone through the week and once damage has been done, we can clean it up, but we can't do much to prevent it then. But looking forward just to the rest of the spring, if we're kind of in danger for some more storms, even coming through this weekend, there's some things we can do that are preventative, and that's just typically overall tree health. Same thing with our gardens. If you want to have healthy, disease-free, insect-free gardens, you just need to have really healthy gardens. That's the best kind of defense we have. So things that we can do with our trees is make sure they are well pruned. A lot of my trees came down on Monday, or branches of mine came down. I have 6 trees and they're all incredibly unhealthy. They're all dual leaders. I knew they're coming down. I couldn't do much about it because I inherited them in the state they are in, but making sure we're pruning our trees properly, making sure that if there are any dead branches, we're taking those down before they fall on our property, on our homes, or on someone we know. Those are super dangerous. Watching for any rot or watching for insects and treating those as you need to be is also great preventative methods we can do. I think it's also important to know that when we're planting trees for the future, there are varieties and different types of trees that are a little bit more resistant to hard weather. Some of those are a coffee tree, sweet gums, white oaks, also your swamp white oak, the bald cypress. A few of those are really, really resistant to some storm damage. They're going to get a little bit more established. Bur oaks, red oaks, sycamores, and red and sugar maples are also going to be fairly like intermediate. But some of our susceptible species are the silver maple, which I know a lot of us have and love, and our elm trees. We're just seeing a lot of issues with some of those Siberian and American elms. So if you're going to plant a tree, knowing where we live in Tornado Alley and with our crazy spring storms we get, as well as stuff in the fall, winter storms as well, it's good to pick good trees that are going to go in and be healthy, and then making sure those are planted properly, staked well, and not staked long. If you have trees in your yard that have been staked for over a year, those are going to have a really hard time with most storms while they're young because you haven't really given them enough chance to experience wind and movement and all of that. So those are things to keep in mind. If you have really bad damage and you would like me to come out and take a look at it, we can talk through your garden, your trees, your grass, flooding, whatever it is. Just come into the extension office or give us a call, and I'd love to chat with you about it.
Make sure you guys protect those plants for sure with all of that wind. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.